Hello, wonderful women who are doing the Whole Woman Speaking course. This is the exercise that I promised that I'd send you this week after our first session together. It's an exercise to help shift some of your blocks, some of your fears around speaking. And I did ask you in that first session to do a very small bit of homework, which some of you might have done, some of you might have not done, and that's okay. And what I asked you to do was to just write down just a few words even, or more if you want, about three topics. The first topic being what scares you about speaking, second topic being what challenges you about speaking, and the third topic being what excites you about speaking. And when I say speaking, it could be public speaking in front of hundreds of people, or speaking your truth generally, or speaking in front of the people you care about. Different things trigger different fears in different people when it comes to speaking. So the process we're going to do now is going to shift some of those beliefs for you. So if you haven't done that first process of writing them down, I'd really encourage you to take a minute to just pause the recording now, get a piece of pen and paper, and just write down these three things: what scares you about speaking, what challenges you about speaking, and what excites you about speaking. And then once you've finished, you can press play on the recording again. So now everybody's completed that initial task. So what I'd like you to do now is take out that sheet of paper on which you wrote the three things: what challenges you, what scares you, and what excites you about speaking. And what we're going to do now is we're going to look for the underlying beliefs that underlie these fears, particularly the fears and the challenges. We'll leave the things that excite you for later. We're just looking at the fears and the challenges because that's the stuff we want to shift. So what I want you to do is pull out a separate sheet of paper and I want you to start to list some beliefs. And when I say list beliefs, I want you to list things that start with the word I or start with the word my. So you're listing the sort of beliefs that are underlying those fears and challenges. So for example, they might be things like, I'm not good enough, or I'm not smart, or I have nothing interesting to say, or I'm not attractive, or my words aren't interesting, or my gifts aren't welcome in the world. There'll be something starting with I or my. And those kind of beliefs can lead to these kinds of fears and challenges. So I'll give you an example. Let's say my fear is I am scared of getting up on stage because I'm frightened that people will judge my appearance. I'll judge how I look. And my challenge might be I find it really difficult figuring out what to wear when I speak on stage because of this fear that I'm going to be judged by how I look. And the underlying belief under that, if that was the case, might be I'm ugly or I'm not attractive. And so we're getting to the beliefs that are underneath the fears and challenges. So what I want you to do is pause the recording and on your sheet of paper, look at those fears and challenges that you listed and see if you can identify or pull out a few of these simple beliefs that underlie them. And you might find that there are some beliefs that underlie all your fears and challenges, or maybe there's some beliefs that just underlie one of them, and there's another belief that underlies another one. It'll be different for each person, but see if you can find a few different beliefs. And when you're finished, you can press play on the recording again. And so now coming back to listening to the recording again, I'd like you to look at your list of beliefs that you've written and now to put a number out of 10 next to each one that represents the charge that this belief has. So what I mean by that is, how strongly do you really carry this belief? Is this a belief that really weighs you down? Is it belief that you really, really believe? Like it's a really seriously strong belief for you. What sort of emotional charge does this belief have when you look at it? So some beliefs we hold pretty lightly, you know, we could take them or leave them. You might give them a 2 out of 10. But some beliefs you might feel, you know, that's really a 10 out of 10. I really believe that. You know, that underlies a lot of my blocks. I know that a lot of my stuff is because I carry this belief pretty heavily. You would give that score an 8 or a 9 or a 10. out of 10 for that belief. So I'm going to ask you to just pause the recording and go through each one and give it a score out of 10. And so coming back to the recording now, what I'd like you to do is identify the belief that has the strongest charge. So it'll probably be the belief that you gave the highest score to. If there were a couple of beliefs that tied for the top score, just use your intuition to pick which one really has the most charge. And if there's two of them that are exactly the same, just use your intuition to pick which one would be most important to shift first. Which is the most priority right now? Which is the biggest priority right now? And then I want you to take out a new sheet of paper again. And on the top of that paper, I want you to write the statement of that belief. So in the example I was using, I would write, I am ugly, or I am not attractive. That would be my statement. And I'll circle that or underline that. That's the statement we're working with. Now I'm going to take you through a process now that draws very much on the work of Byron Katie, which some of you might have done before. I'll also add a few extra things into it. And then afterwards, we'll go into a second process, which takes it to a much deeper level and works to clear the energetics around this belief. So I'm going to start by asking a question. So question one, is this statement true? Yes or no? Whatever you've written at the top of the page, is it true? Yes or no? So I might say, yes, I'm ugly, and I'd write yes. There's no maybe, just yes or no. And now the second question is this. Is it really 100% true? Can you say without a shadow of a doubt, without any doubt at all, that this is 100% true in all circumstances, that every single person would say that this is true? 100%. Yes or no? Most of you will probably write no. Because when you really push come to shove, is this 100% true? Can I say without a shadow of a doubt in all circumstances that this is true? But some of you might say yes, and that's okay. But I'm assuming that many of you will have written no. I know if I was doing this hypothetical, I am ugly, which is a belief I used to carry when I was younger. If push had come to shove and I had to really say 100%, I'd probably go, maybe. But if you have to say yes or no, a maybe is a no. So the third question is a big one. Is this belief really yours? Now just sit with that for a minute. I'm going to pause the recording again in a minute. And you're going to have a think about this. Is this belief really yours? When a belief is really yours, it's a belief that naturally arises out of your life experience. Things have happened to you which have given you that belief. But then there are other beliefs that really don't arise out of our life experience. We've got them from someone else. We've heard them from our parents or our family or our school friends or our teachers, and they're not our beliefs. So I want you to identify for yourself, is this my belief or have I got it from someone else? So we carry a lot of beliefs that aren't ours. The sort of beliefs that often we carry that we inherit from our family, for example, things like beliefs around money, believing that there's not enough, or you have to work really, really hard for everything you earn, or good things come to those who wait. You know, we carry lots of beliefs that we've inherited from people that aren't actually backed up by our own experience. We just happen to believe them because we sort of inherited them. They rubbed off on us. So I just want you to look at your belief you've written, and it may be that it's your belief, it's come from your own life experience, or it may be that it's a belief you've inherited from a loved one or a family member or your peer group or your schoolmates or your teachers. So just notice that. And then the next question, and this is a Byron Katie question again, it's a very powerful one. I want you to ask yourself, who would you be without that story? Who would you be if you didn't carry that belief around with you? And I want you to pause the recording and just think for a minute and then write down for yourself, how would your life be different, not just to do with speaking, but generally in your life, how would your life be different if you didn't carry that belief with you? That belief that you've already probably admitted isn't probably even true and may not even be your own belief. You may have inherited from someone else. Who would you be without that story, and how would your life be different without that story? How would you act differently? What would you do differently in the world? How would you feel differently about yourself? Who would you be without that story? So pause the recording and answer that question. And now coming back again to the process, the next question I'd like you to ask is another Byron Katie question. And what she asks you to do next is then turn that statement around. So I want you to now, I think we're up to number 5 or number 6, I want you to write down now, turn around that statement. So if I was working with the belief, I'm not attractive, by turning it around, I would write, I am attractive. If my sentence had been, I am ugly, my sentence might be, I am not ugly, or I am beautiful, or I am pretty. Something that means the opposite of what your original belief. So you just change one or two words only to make it mean the opposite. And then look at this new statement, I am attractive, or whatever it is you've written. The next question I want you to ask, whatever number we're up to, I've lost track of the numbers, I'm sorry, because I'm just doing this off the top of my head. I haven't written a script, so I think we're up to number 6 maybe. I'd like you to now look at that new statement and say, is there any chance, even the tiniest chance, even 1% chance, even a slim chance, that that could be true? Is there any possible way at all that sentence could be true? And write down a yes or no. Could it even be a tiny bit true that I might be attractive? Is there any possible way I could have that belief? Could anyone have that belief about me? Is there any chance it's true? So you write down yes or no. And now the next question, let's say we're up to number 7, next question, is find 3 examples in your life experience which would be evidence for this new belief. Whatever this new turned around belief is. 3 examples from your life. So I might go, well, I guess once someone told me I was attractive. I'll write that down. Once I looked in the mirror with this beautiful dress I'd bought and I'd done my makeup and I spent hours and I'd put new shoes on and I looked in the mirror and I guess I thought I was attractive then. So that's a second piece of evidence. Third piece of evidence, whatever. You'll, in my case, I could think of lots of things, but you'll find, if you think about it, you'll find 3 pieces of evidence in your life for this possible new belief. So if you need to, pause the recording. Take some time and just think somewhere from something you've experienced at some point in your life. Find 3 pieces of evidence that this might possibly be true. And now that you've finished that, you're back listening to the recording again. The next question is, who would you be with this new story? If you were carrying this around as your belief, this new sentence, who would you be? How would you feel differently about yourself? How would you present yourself differently to the world? And how would you act differently? So pause the recording again and just take a couple of minutes to think about how you would be different if that was your story. And how would you act differently? How would you be different in the world? How would you feel different about yourself? And so now that you've finished that stage and you're listening to the recording again, I want you to consider that we've already said that your original belief might not even be true and that there's evidence for this new belief. So given the first belief might not even be true and there's evidence really for both beliefs, look at who you would be if you carried this belief, and why not just carry this belief? I mean, we don't even know the other one's true anyway, and we've been carrying it around. May as well choose to carry around a belief that makes our life beautiful, makes our life positive, that fuels us, that enables us to be who we want to be in the world. So what I'd like you to do now is look at your original statement that you wrote at the top of the page.
I am ugly, or whatever it is that you wrote. And I want you to give that a score out of 10 now for how much charge that has. How real does that feel for you now? And most of you will probably notice that your number has gone down. Some people, when they do this process, their number goes down to 1 or 2. Some people even 0. But if your number's still 4 or 5, don't worry. Just notice if it's gone down. And I'd bet money on the fact that for all of you, the number's gone down. Because we've sort of loosened our grip on that belief by doing this process. We found evidence for the opposite. We've shown ourselves how limiting that belief is now. It's probably not even ours anyway. It's not even necessarily true. And it's really not helping us carrying it around. So now we're going to do an energetic process to just loosen this belief even further. So what I'd like you to do is put your pen and paper away. Just put it next to you and close your eyes. And now I'd like you to, we're going to just do a visualization. It's all fictional. It's just metaphors that take our brain into a particular state where we can shift things. So I'd like you to imagine that you are transported up into a spaceship. And just see yourself standing in this spaceship. And if you're not someone who's visual, don't worry about it. Just know that you're standing in a spaceship, even if you can't see anything. And standing around you are a few very, very loving warrior beings. So they're very loving, very gentle warriors. And if you are a visual person, imagine what they look like. They're smiling at you. They're welcoming you to their ship. They're warriors, but they're very gentle, very loving. They're very strong. You feel very safe and protected. And notice that one of them comes up and says hello to you, and maybe you give him a hug or shake his hand or just say hello. And then he leads you down a corridor, this very loving, very gentle warrior. You follow him down a corridor, and when you get to the end of a corridor, you see a big, beautiful door. It looks very inviting. And just take your time until you can see that door. And again, if you're not someone who's visual, just know that you're standing in front of a door. You can feel it, even though you can't see it. Knock on the door and you hear a very loving voice say, come in, dear one, come in. And you open the door and go inside. And standing in front of you is an elder of these warrior beings. He's one of their elders. He's very old, very wise. He's also a warrior, but he's very loving, very gentle, and very old and wise. And you say hello to him, maybe give him a hug or shake his hand or just say hello. And it's okay if you're not actually seeing any images. You just know that you are standing in front of this beautiful, wise elder of this warrior tribe. And you ask him to scan your energy field. So not just your body, but your whole 3D energy field, the field that surrounds your body. And you're asking him to scan that field and see where does this belief that we've been working with, the belief that you gave the score out of 10, the belief that you wrote at the top of the page, where does this belief sit in your energy field? Ask him to point to the place in your energy field where it sits. Now, some of you might see him point with his hand. Some of you might just feel it in your body somewhere. Some of you might just have a knowing. You might not see anything. Some of you might hear him say some words. It's here or it's there. Some of you won't see or hear anything. It will just be a knowing. We all interact differently with visualization, so don't worry if you don't see anything. But I guarantee all of you will know the place that he's pointing to. If you need to pause the recording to take a bit longer to get the answer, that's okay. But once you have a sense of where it is in your energy field that this belief is residing, ask him to track back to the source of that belief and see where he tracks it back to. Now, for some of you, you might see him track it back to a particular person that you know or someone you've met or someone in your family. Others might see him track it back to something way more out there. You might see him track it back to something multidimensional or something outside of this universe or something outside of the 3D world. Don't worry if that's what he shows you. Whatever he shows you is fine. Some of you might see he tracks it back to an entity or to some form of darkness that's placed this belief there. Don't worry about it. Whatever he shows you, you can think of it all as being a metaphor for what's going on in your energy field. Now, if he doesn't specifically show you anything, if you're not visual, you might hear him tell you where he's tracked it back to, or you might just have a knowing about that. Once he's tracked it back to something or somewhere, ask him to transmute that belief and transmute all the way back to where it started, transmute that belief into light. So he's transmuting it into light. Some of you might see that the place where that belief rests was a dark color or felt heavy in your body. Or you might feel that where he tracked it back to had a dark color or a heaviness or a density around it. And ask him to transmute it into light, to track it back to its source and transmute it from its source into light. And watch what he does. What does he do to transmute it into light? You might see him tap a magic wand and it bursts into flames of light, or you might see him melt it into liquid light, liquid gold, or you might see him do all sorts of things. There's thousands of possibilities of how he might choose to transmute it into light, but watch it physically change its nature from dark into light. Now, if you're not someone who's visual, you might hear some sounds as it transmutes into light. If you're not visual or auditory and you're just someone who has a feeling in your body, you might have a kinesthetic feeling of it being transmuted into light. And some of you might simply have a knowing deep within you that this thing has been transformed into light. And if you need to take a bit longer with this, press pause on the recording. And then once you finish this, he tells you or he shows you that he's finished transmuting it into light, or once you know that he has finished, once again get him to scan your energy field for this belief and see if there's any residue or any remains of this belief in your energy field. And if there is, just notice what it looks like in your energy field. Is it dark? Is it heavy? Is it dense? What does it feel like? What does it sound like? And once again, ask him to transmute it into light. If there was nothing left when he scanned again, then you can just wait and listen to this bit. But if there was something there, ask him to transmute it into light and watch what he does. If you need to take a bit longer, just pause the recording. And then once you've finished that, once he's told you that he's finished, notice what it feels like in your body now that this belief, this place in your energy field that was carrying this belief has been transmuted into light. That space that was filling that belief has now been filled up with light. You could even imagine him filling that area in your energy field up with light. And just notice how that feels. And then say thank you to him because he's done a really beautiful job. He's very skilled at transmuting darkness into light. Say thank you to him, maybe give him a hug or shake his hand. And then you're going to say goodbye to him now. You can always come back to this ship and do the same process again, but for now you're going to say goodbye to him, shake his hand or give him a hug. He's very, very loving. He's very happy to have helped you. And then you open the door and close it behind you and you find the loving warrior who took you there waiting for you on the other side of the door. And then you walk with him back down the corridor, back to the hub, the center of the spaceship where you see all the other warriors going about their business running the ship. And you say goodbye to them, you wave goodbye to all of them, maybe give the main one that's been helping you, give him a hug. And then say goodbye and find yourself back sitting in your chair in the 3D world, in your house or on your couch, wherever you're sitting. And just take a moment to come back into your body, maybe wiggle your fingers, wiggle your toes, take a nice deep breath in. And just coming back into the world, open your eyes, look around. And just notice how you feel within yourself after having done that process. And now pull out your sheet of paper that you started writing all these steps down, and look back at that sentence at the top of your page where you wrote that belief, where you gave it a high score out of 10, and look at it now, say it out loud, and notice, does this belief have any charge now? Would you even give it a score out of 10? Many of you might find that now you'd give it a 0 out of 10, or maybe only a 1 or a 2 out of 10. If it carries any charge, it's probably a very small charge. And I suspect for many of you, it will carry no charge now. Because not only have you shifted it and reframed it in your own mind, but you've actually also removed it from your entire energy field. So now what I'd like you to do is, in your own time, to go back and pick the next belief that was given a high score out of 10 and go through this exact same process. Ask the same questions. Is it true? Is it definitely 100% true? Whose belief is this? Who would I be without this story? Turn it around. Could it possibly be true, this new turned around statement? Is there any evidence in my life for this turned around statement? Who would I be with this new belief? And then give it a score again out of 10, and then go up to the spaceship, connect with the gentle, loving elder of the warrior clan, and get him to transmute, find the place in your energy field where that belief resides, and transmute it into life. You could just go back and listen to the recording again, or do it from memory if you're familiar enough with the steps or if you've written them down. And I'd like you to do that for each of your main beliefs, the ones that you gave high scores out of 10. So you could stop the recording, take as long as you need, or maybe do it over a few days. And then once you've done that, the very final thing I'd like you to do, after you've worked through all your main beliefs, I'd like you to go back to your original list of the original thing you wrote about your fears and challenges around speaking. And just read that and see if you can even relate to it anymore. Now that the underlying core beliefs that were underlying those fears and challenges have shifted, in some cases have completely gone, you might find that those fears and challenges just don't seem relevant anymore. You might find that you could cross a few of them off your list, that probably you don't even feel those fears or challenges anymore. They're just not relevant, because they would only be relevant to someone who is carrying around that belief. So if I no longer believe I'm unattractive, I'm probably not going to have a fear of people judging what I look like, because I know I'm attractive, so why would I care what anyone thinks? I probably assume they all think I look nice. It's not going to be a fear of mine anymore. If I had a challenge about wondering what to wear when I was public speaking because I deep down believed I was unattractive, and I now believe I'm attractive, I probably won't have the challenge so much now about what to wear. So you can see how once we shift our underlying beliefs, a lot of those fears and challenges will melt away. And there may still be some other ones there that you could do this sort of process with again, but probably the original ones you wrote no longer feel relevant for you. And if some of them are still there, that's okay. This is just the first step in a process we're going to be working on, and you can always go back and do it again and go much deeper. But I just wanted to offer that to you as a really powerful tool, using the work of Byron Katie that's been used by people all around the world for massive self-transformation, plus some extra questions that I've thrown in, which I personally find make the process even more powerful, plus an incredibly powerful energy technique which removes these beliefs not just from our mind, but from our entire energy field. And that, for me, when I do this work, makes the biggest difference, even more than the mental reframing. You don't have to believe in spaceships or beings. It's just a metaphor, but it's a very powerful metaphor. And some of you who are sensitive to energy and frequencies of the spirit world may have actually felt the resonance that we were working with then, and felt how loving it was and how transformational it was and how skilled it is at transmuting dark into light and freeing us up energetically from our limiting beliefs. So I humbly offer you this process. I hope you've enjoyed it, or that you've had some shifts out of it. I'd be really interested to hear from you. So if any of you feel like emailing me how that process was for you, we'll probably have some time in the next call to talk about it. And you can also talk about it in the private Facebook group, because that's been set up just for the women in this course. And it's a space where you can share with each other these processes, how you're finding them, what shifts you're having. So you're welcome to email me. I'd love to hear how it went. You're welcome to share it with the other women in the course. And hopefully we'll have time in one of the future calls to also talk about it in our small groups and in the large group. So thank you so much for taking the time, and I shall see you on the next call.